I don't know. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, good. All right, thank you, baby.
That's thank confusing. You, baby.
You said thank you, baby. You're welcome, too.
We are coming loud and clear.
Cool. I don't remember all this stuff. This little settings and whatnot. It's cool though. I like the clouds, man.
Yeah, I'm bumfuddled. I've already got the name of this episode.
Oh yeah, what is it?
It's bumfuzzled by cumulonimbus or something like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, man, this one's a
one's on.
Well, yeah, we hadn't heard theirs yet. Have you? I haven't.
No, and we're both VIPs, so we'll know as soon as it hit.
Yeah, so I'm kind of curious. I'm pretty sure they didn't like it.
I know.
And I'm okay with that. I mean, because some of it I don't like either. But what I like, I love about it. You know, a few things. I really love them. But yeah, you know, we can get into it.
Yes, we shall.
What do you think about it, dude?
I keep going back to it. That jam at the beginning, Obscured by Clouds, the very intro, man. I yes. dig the shit out of that.
I love it too. It's ominous, like it comes in, and they're using it sounds like the same damn synthesizer and computer that they used on the others, you know, Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
And but I think they haven't. I don't think they figured it out yet. They're just still playing with it. It sounds to me like the whole record, in fact, sounds like that to me. They're still tinkering, which is, you know, great. But yeah, I keep coming back to it too.
Another one that I discovered because of you, because you had the whole Discog back way back in the day. You're like, hey, have you heard this? Hey, have you heard this? Oh, fuck no, I hadn't heard this. I just heard The Wall, dude.
I bet we found this one not maybe I found it before you, but I think it was like around the same time. And when I found it, I just said, hey, you know, I probably called you and said, have you heard? Because we both all knew about the 70s era, Pink Floyd, and which is my favorite era. And then I feel like that we went back and looked for the older records kind of together. You know, like Sauce Full of Secrets and Piper. And then once we found one, because you found More. I remember you found a soundtrack to More before I did. I'd never heard that one. And you introduced that one to me. So maybe this time, Moment Scared by Clowns is one that I got.
It was. To you. It was.
So, yeah.
Just same as Adam Hart Mother, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know. Well, yeah, you know, we'd walk to the freaking mall and go to Camelot Music.
Turtles.
Yeah, it was fun though, man. Record stores used to be fun, man. I missed that.
Yes, man. It used to be. Oh, that's where the treasures were hidden.
Yeah, and that was just like the only place that you could find people that were interested in music as much as you were, maybe listen to something different, you know, and they will turn you on to something. That's how I first heard about like Jane's Addiction, you know. It was like some kid at the record store was like, have you heard Jane's Addiction? It's like, no. And they're like, what's up? And he's like, okay, I'm tired of what's up.
Yeah.
They sound like Led Zeppelin. I was immediately turned off. Mm-hmm. But then a few weeks later, I think, I don't know if it was you, but heard Mountain Song, and then I was like, oh, okay.
Kevin Tatarik, I remember him saying he had three bands. He's like, have you heard of so-and-so, so-and-so? No, I have not. Have you heard of so-and-so, so-and-so? No, I have not. Have you heard of Jane's Addiction? No, I have not. Those are, of those three, those are the ones I remember that were like, okay, so heard it here first. And of course, the video for Mountain Song was the one that, that grabbed me immediately. And wow, I've never compared Jane's Addiction to Led Zeppelin, but I guess there is a correlate there.
Well, yeah, well, that's the first time I'd heard of them. So it's kind of like, sounds like Led Zeppelin and some other modern band that I don't know, but I mean, this stuff, like being with your, I don't know, maybe everybody's had this experience, maybe not, but when you're with your friends and you're discovering new music, and it's like, holy shit, that's fun, man. It's fun to do that. I mean, I remember having a blast with you, and like when we found something new that was like, man, I wonder if Tony likes this, and I'm sure you would. And then we couldn't wait to talk to each other because, like, dude, you gotta hear that shit. Because everything was fresh and new, and it doesn't happen as much anymore. We're getting old and or out of touch, but I don't know. Going back and listening to like old classic thing like Obscured by Clouds is really cool too, man. It's like an old blanket you've had since you were a kid, like Linus. It's a Linus thing, I guess, with me.
Ah, a cloud of eiderdown. How's that go from metal?
I don't know.
A pillow of winds. A cloud of eiderdown.
Oh, yeah. That's another one of those. Around me swooping in the sound. That's another one of those Pink Floyd songs that sounds like they have their noses are stopped up. It's like, dadgum, man. Take a Sudafed, Rick. Shit. I can feel your sinuses through the ear holes.
Oh wow. And I never used to realize that Richard Wright was an integralist, a vocalist, as he was until some of these albums that we picked up, like this one, because he has some key moments on this album.
He sure does. I always thought that his and David's voices blended well together. I don't always think that they were recorded well together, but they always blended well together. I preferred that to Roger's vocals.
All the way around.
No, I mean, there's better songs that Roger sings, of course, but I think that's the best vocal that Pink Floyd can do is when David and Richard are singing.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's really
even like old stuff, like I opened the door
to
an empty room.
Yeah.
Then I cooked out.
Yeah, Rick's voice is really good, man. And I never understood. You hear stories about when Roger and Rick were, at odds, and Rick famously got kicked out of Pink Floyd during the recording of The Wall, and he's like, and Roger saying because he didn't pull his weight or something, and I was always thought it was like, well, you didn't give him anything to do. The man has a voice of a fucking angel. He can play anything on the piano. Mm-hmm. And so, Roger's a cantankerous prick, man. He's such an asshole.
He is. To date. today.
Yeah, he still is. And but I think that, you know, like, oh, the older albums, there was more of a collaboration. And I always liked that thing, that part more before he, you know, absolutely went fucking Hitler and they made the final cut. And so that those older albums like Obscured by Clouds is nice for those moments. You know, you can tell that everybody wrote those things or helped write them. What do you think about this album in general? I mean, overall, like, where, let me ask you this. Where would you, like, rank it?
Okay. Where would I rank it? Above More. Above Relics. Above, not above Wish You Were Here. Not above. Probably in line with metal in my book. You know how I feel about metal.
Yeah, you like the first set.
Exactly. but not as good as the final cut, not as good as, not even close to Animals.
Yeah, me too. I agree with you. Almost word for word, I agree. Yeah. I don't know if I put it above metal, but it's right there.
Mm.
You know, maybe on a Wednesday I might. Well, you want to start talking about the individual songs, man?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
And I've got monitors set up so I can play snippets if you'd like.
That would help so much because it's hard for me to remember in real conversation, you know. It's like, what song was that? Okay. Because, I mean, I've heard it so many times, but I get it confused with other songs on Umaguma and Metal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And I'll be thinking Grantchester Meadows in my head.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the right song. It's another instrumental on this other record that you're thinking of, Sam. Hey, can we take a quick break real quick, though?
Yeah, pause. Let me hit pause. Let's resume. Let us resume on that note. Cool. Since I don't officially have their sponsorship yet, I'm not gonna plug anybody just yet. But the first track is the self-titled Scared by Clouds. It goes a little something like this. You not here? Did that not come through at all? You're me? I can't hear you.
I can hear you fine. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I can't hear the music at all.
Let's try it again.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
can hear me?
I can hear you, but I can't hear any music. Nothing.
Thanks, Skype.
This is Zoom, though, right?
Oh, fuck Zoom. Way to go. I wonder, could it possibly be the drone bots that are like the AI drone bots that won't allow copyright infringement?
Oh.
In real time.
And you know that Pink Floyd's got people working on that shit. You're not playing shit on your show. Not through this app.
Let's see if we can come at them sideways here. If I bypass the monitors that I've got the Bluetooth monitors set up over here. It's loud as shit. I can't believe it's not coming through.
I can't hear a damn thing. You're God. Blasting yourself over there. Amanda's going, turn it down. Like Frank Zappa record. Turn it down.
How about this? You missed me do this.
No.
Nuts, man.
I heard a couple of clicks, but I hear nothing.
Wow, that puts a damper on.
Let's go. That's cool, man. We can still talk about the songs.
Well, okay.
And if I need a refresher, I'll just hit my phone real quick.
You'll have to, yeah.
Okay.
The first two songs are kind of the same song.
Yeah. Why did you think they did that?
I don't know, man, but I love it. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun, dun. Okay. And also, why did it turn into like a home game for Florida State? It sounds like. I don't think they're Native American. They're not Seminole fans. There's no fucking way. But that's what it sounds like to my ears, man. But I love the way it comes in. I like the way it builds up and it's like boom. I'm a sucker for those long drawn out chords, man. And I love the sense, and when you think about when this was recorded, it's like, that's pretty fucking cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody sounded like them. They didn't sound like anybody else. And they're figuring out on that first right away on the first two songs, they're figuring out that they got something different.
Yeah.
You know, and they're putting these tools in their tool belt to go make some of the best records ever made by anyone. I love the first two songs, dude.
They do rock.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Nobody utters a sound. Nobody vocalizes a note. They're both instrumentals.
Right.
But they rock.
They do. I love it. It sets the tone for the rest of the record, too.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it.
Yeah.
I always thought, but this is one of the records that play well at the to go to sleep to. You know, some mm-hmm. Pink Floyd records, there's no fucking sleeping because all the songs are, you know, I'm like if I can't listen to Animals and go to sleep, even though there's only 5 20-minute songs. But there's so many great parts of it that I just can't ignore. This is a record that I could totally go to sleep to. And it's not saying a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a totally different vibe, you know, than the others.
Yeah. It's a snoozy vibe. Yep.
Yeah, you hear, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Burning bridges. Here you go.
Yeah, you heard that?
Mm-hmm. I heard you. You're.
This is a song where I can hear the sinus infection. It's like, breathe, man. It's the way they sing. Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. I'm gonna guess, Tony, that you like this song more than I do.
I love that song.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of merely accept it.
I love David Gilmour's slide solo.
Yeah, no, that part. No, that's the bright shining star in the song.
Yeah.
His slide solos in this song. Yeah. I don't like the chord progression. So, I mean, I think they're overthinking it. I don't know.
I like the way it starts off, you know.
It's just burning something.
Yeah. You're right. That it's
ancient bones are breaking.
You sounded just like it. That's funny. Yeah, it's fine. I don't skip it. But it doesn't, you know, flow out of the speakers like the other ones do. I would put this on the lower end of the scale of Pink Floyd songs. You know, as compared to, you know, it's like talking about Beatles songs. There's so many great songs that, you know, it's a perfectly fine song, but compared to the other ones, it's just not holding up for me.
Yeah. It's like a Maxwell Silverhammer kind of song.
Yeah, that's a good example. The song's fine.
It's fine. It's a fine song, yeah.
It is a fine song.
Right. It's a fine song.
Yeah.
But it's no Long and Winding Road or fucking...
Or Let It Be. Yeah,
let it be. Okay, yes, Let It Be. Yeah.
I dig it. What do you think about it?
I dig. Yep. I dig this song. I dig Bridges Burning. Next.
Next is this Gold Is in the ... Okay. I remember the song now. So, hey, what do you think, dude?
That's kind of like, to me, that's like the Nile song on this album. You know, it's jamming. You know, it's that.
Yeah, it's a rocker.
It is a rocker. That sounds like a Led Zeppelin song to me. More Floydian
rock. Yeah. Yeah. It sounds like I'd put it in there with you know, some of the great 70s rockers. You know, Alice Cooper was great at these kinds of songs. And I think it's fine. I don't skip this one either. It sounds like 70s rock song. It's not as thought out. Or what am I saying? It's another fine song. It's fine. The solos of David Gilmour is a star of this record too, man. His solos on every song are great.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because he's David Gilmour. And I'm partial because he's my favorite guitar player. And this is my favorite band, by the way, of any other band. I don't think I've said that yet on this podcast. And I would be but I think everybody that knows me knows that. So, but this song is just okay. It's okay. We'll let it play.
We'd be remiss if we did not.
Yes.
There's one or two songs on this album that I don't let play.
Well, cool.
We hadn't gotten to them yet. No. Okay. No.
I'm curious about which ones those are then.
But this is a damn good song. I can't remember the lyrics, but it's kind of seems like it's kind of satirical.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember the lyrics either. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's forgettable.
No, not that memorable.
Not that memorable. That's a better way to say it.
All right, fine. Let's do it. The gold is in the...
That's... Hang on. Ready. Make for the hills. Sounds like Nazareth or Mount.
Yeah.
Uriah Heep. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not gonna skip it. It's nostalgic. I don't mind it. Okay. Now this next.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yes.
You don't skip that one, do you?
No, I do not. I love this song.
Yeah, I like it too. It's what do you think about this? Go ahead.
I love this song. Will make me cry. that's not Childhood's End. That's
no. That's What's Other Deal.
What's Other Deal? Yeah. Oh God.
Acoustic guitar and piano behind that. That's very pretty. It's got the descending little chord progression, and that's that they'll use again. And again,
mm-hmm.
This isn't a major key, but in a relative minor, it starts sounding like, a lot like The Wall.
if you know what I mean. Yeah, I think I do, actually.
Yeah, you can kind of hear it now, right?
Now that you mention it, yeah.
Let's see here.
Hang on, I'm pulling the lyrics up here.
Spices West. Yeah. I don't know the lyrics.
Heaven sent the promised land. Looks all right from where I stand, because I'm the man on the outside looking in. Waiting on the first step. Show me where the key is kept. Point me down the right line, because it's time to let me in from the cold. Turn my lead into gold, because there's a chill wind blowing in my soul, and I think I'm growing old.
Yeah. Tell me they're talking about alchemy, goddammit.
I wasn't going to say it, man.
But it's just synergy.
Yeah. He's just calling it like it is, brother.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a great song, man. That's just one of those songs that I would put up closer to the top of the Pink Floyd songs. It's an upper echelon song. And it can, I don't know if people think that it kind of drags. I don't think so. I think they're trying to, just calm the fuck down and get some kind of feeling out, man. They're in a mood and they got to stay this suit. I fucking love this song.
Yes, man. More steel strings, slide, solo. Can't seem to get enough of it. You know, if he played with a steel tube, or if he played with a glass slide?
I think he played with a steel not a tube, but he played a lap steel, man. It's like a little stainless steel bar that you hold.
Yeah.
That's what he played mostly when you hear his slides. He did play a lot of slide on his strats, mm-hmm. you know. That mm-hmm. he did play a steel tube, but I think he's doing the lap steel or the pedal steel even.
Oh, okay.
You know, everybody knows, like, one of these days, mm-hmm. you know, that style, I think that's what he's doing. I could be wrong, but I don't know.
Yeah,
he's an underrated slide player, man. He's an underrated slide player for everything. He's not underrated guitar player. He's gotten all the kudos that he deserves, you know, for solos like Comfortably Numb mm-hmm. and every fucking thing on the Animals, on Animals CD.
Yeah.
But the little gems and like this What's the Deal is a fantastic slide playing, man. Mm-hmm. Fucking fantastic.
Yeah, bro. It is nice. Music to me, years, brother. Music. It's beauty, even.
Yeah. I still keep going back to it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's that theme again.
There. See, you picked up immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They've started doing, and I'm not sure if this was the first one that they started doing it with, but they have themes. Like, they did it a lot in The Wall. You can hear it all over The Wall.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear Dark Side of the Moon, you know, with
voices
in the background and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
The Zappa fans would call it conceptual continuity. Next one is Mudmen.
Mudmen. Oddly named.
I don't know what the lyrics are. If this is the first Skipper to me on the record.
I don't remember.
Hear this. Okay, let me play some more for you.
Oh, I love this. I love this.
Okay, I thought you would. I thought this would be one that we didn't agree on completely. Okay. This one to me drags. It's still played great. It's a cool, the organ sound.
The organ, yes, what's jumping out at me.
Great. But it's like a couple songs ago. It's like it's rehashing that same thing. It's, now it's going to get better here shortly. Right here. Yeah. That's slide, man.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Okay, I take back what I just said. Oh, it's fine. Okay, let's start hear some singing going on. I think of something else now. Is this an instrumental time?
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking of that damn song. So they took that couple songs ago. That song. I just made an instrumental. Weeping, turning, whatever that one was. It's the same.
Bridge is burning.
Bridge is burning. Thank you. Thank you. Shit. I'm going to pull my Pink Floyd card. Okay, yeah, it's fine. I love the way David plays on it. I don't know, it just misses the mark somehow, man.
Okay.
I want more. What do you think? I fucking love it, right?
I get lost, and I'm content in those little.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's like they're all getting along at that moment, you know?
That's a good way to say it, right?
It's okay. You know, nobody's the rock star. Nobody's the king at the moment. And nobody's singing for her. Maybe that's why.
Nobody's paranoid.
Yeah.
Hey, man, can we take a quick break real quick?
Yep.
I got to go. Okay.
Pause right. And oh. Two. One.
All right, brother. Wow. That's so clever. I love the names of your fucking episodes, dude.
Thank you.
I thought the distance between two poles, it's like, fuck, dude. Where the fuck is this coming from, man? Have you always been this? I know you've always been like fucking brilliant, but you're fucking genius level at fucking your damn names. I was like, holy shit. I never thought of it. It was really great.
Gracias. Gracias. Did you see I did the Annie episode yesterday?
I haven't looked, man. I hadn't seen it up yet.
Yeah, it's out.
You told me you were going to talk to her. Or you told me you did talk to her.
Yeah. Yeah, she got real. Let's just say we got to know each other really well yesterday. She shared a lot. And I was really, cool. Yeah, I was really humbled.
Is she even more interesting now?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, she's fucking interesting, man. I like shit out of her, dude.
Yeah.
That might be Monday morning drive into work podcast. How long did you guys go?
An hour and a half.
No, that's not bad. Hell yeah.
I try not to take more than an hour of my guest time, you know, unless it's just flowing.
Yeah. Well, we have longer conversations anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we have to catch up with everybody. Well, all right, Tony, we did Mudman. You know what's next, right?
Next is Childhood's End.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's get a little bit of this. It's got a little intro to it. And then it kind of fools you. It takes a minute to get it going, too. Fades in. The classic Richard Wright ominous long chords. And you're waiting. You're waiting. They're not afraid to make you wait.
Yeah.
They put you in suspense a lot of times, man, with these intros like this. Perfect example, Shining Your Crazy Balance. When you listen for like 2 minutes before you get the first like guitar note, you know, or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay, classic synthesized that whatever computer they're using, that old timey. Okay. Then you hear something coming out from behind that. It's an acoustic and electric guitar. Kind of funky groove. And then the sound just switch places. Yeah. That's a groove where they're taking it. They got a groove. Is your conscience at rest? Yeah. this damn song is another one of those upper echelon Pink Floyd songs.
Mm.
That could be easily on Pink, on Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, it could.
And, what do you think about it?
I dig that song right there, man. That I always have.
Yeah.
Just because I love the build up. I'm a big fan of the long, slow introductions, because rarely is it not worth it, especially with these guys.
You're right. You're definitely right about that. It's rarely not worth it. Mm. Those slow buildups, I don't know, man. When you finally get the little, when it comes into the song, and it's like a, it's like, I guess, here's a shout out for Lou. It's like you've been edging all day. And it's, there it is. And it's so satisfying, man. It's like, yeah, man. And then especially when songs like this, when you have a groove, that's so, it's like a bluesy, funky thing that's going on. And hey, shout out to Nick Mason too. Underrated drummer, dude. He always serves the song. Nobody ever says, oh, Nick Mason's one of the great drummers, but he's never playing a bad, he's always locked in.
Yeah.
He's like a fucking metronome back there, and he's playing exactly what the song needs every time, dude. So consistent.
Oh, yeah.
I would compare him to Ringo Starr. As, you know, he's always serving a song. He's never not serving a song. I mean, it's like it's my fucking job to keep the pace, keep the beat, serve the song. And he does all of those things excellently.
A good, faithful drummer, yeah. Faithful to the band, yeah. Like many, many drummers that get overshadowed. Bill Ward, you know? Where would we be without Bill Ward?
Well, we wouldn't have a heavy metal as we know it now. Mm. That's for sure. Yeah, he's up there too. But Bill Ward, to me though, is one of the greatest rock drummers of all time.
He is.
I don't know if I put Nick Mason up there, but he's comparable. He's they're probably friends too. Well, now that I think about it, they probably knew each other.
Probably.
So, yeah, you know, Bill Ward sometimes can get, you know, fancy with it, you know, because he sounds like a jazz player, but so does Nick Mason, man. I never thought about it. I've never compared those two, but good call. I hear you.
You see it. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear it now. It's like a jazz drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah. I wonder what Nick Mason grew up listening to. I wonder if it was jazz.
A good question. It's a good rabbit hole to go down.
I'm sure he's given some interviews I could probably find. Pretty cool, man. I've given fucking Childhood's End. Oh, that song alone gives this record an extra star.
Yeah,
it's a good one, dude.
Yes,
I'm funny. Curious to hear. Go ahead.
We haven't skipped one yet.
I don't think we skipped one. Have we?
No. So far, we haven't found much fault with this album. Everything.
Oh, we're not going to skip the next one either, dude. I guess if there was a skipper so far, I would say it's Mudman.
Says you.
Yeah, I know. It's just my opinion, and I'm probably wrong. But Childhood End is my favorite song on the record. What about you? It is okay. Cool. And we're on the same damn page on this thing. All right. The next one is an old favorite that we probably heard on a different record before we got this one. I think we heard it on Works, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you've heard it a lot. Yeah, everybody knows this one. It's just a GCD.
The deeds of a man in his prime.
Yeah, but you know what's cool about it? Never heard that damn synthesizer over like a jaunty, happy tune, which gives it some kind of sinister quality about it, even though it's a, it's a light-hearted tune until you add that damn synth.
Yeah.
It sounds... That's so good. And the lyrics, man, it's like, it's not going to get any better.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. Your life's over. You might as well just shoot yourself now.
You've peaked.
It's never going to get any better than this. GCD. Could be a damn bluegrass song.
Mm-hmm.
The lyrics are funny too, though. You may find it hard to get off. okay. The thing is, breakdowns. It's breakdowns like that. With a fucking brilliant David Gilmour solo over the top of that. Back to the weird, jaunty suicide song. It's a weird one, man, but I love it. I've always loved it.
Death, and I'm the dead man's son.
Yeah, you remember him.
Who is the master of foxhound and who beats the funeral train? Yes, of course. Yeah. Man, he has so much hang up about his father passing in an early age, you know.
He does. But, and I thought that, yeah, it did, man. And also, I thought that the name of the record, Obscured by Clouds, might be like you hear planes flying over when you're a kid in London or Cambridge, where they were from, and you wonder if it's a fucking German or if it's friendly. You can't see it. It's obscured by clouds. Mm. I wonder if that's what the name of the record came from. Another war reference.
Another war reference. Wow. I know, man. Wow.
It's a theory. I'm not sure. I don't know. But I wouldn't put it past Roger to do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's a clever motherfucker.
Oh, no, he knows. He knows it too.
He does. I love his music, man, but I don't know if I want to have a beer with him. Same goes for John Lennon, for that matter.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather hang out with Ringo and George. I'd definitely rather hang out with Rick than anybody else in Pink Floyd. It seems like Rick Wright is the nice guy in the group.
Yeah. And those are the ones that I like to aim for, as far as like who would be a good guest on the show. Someone like that, know. You know,
cool,
like huh. Kelly Scott. Like
Kelly, yeah, just came to my mind. I was like, yeah, because man, he was a sweetheart, man. I really like him.
Kelly's awesome.
I follow him on all of the things because of that, man.
Same.
Yeah, somebody, yeah, that's cool shit, dude. I still can't believe I talked to him. And Annie, for that matter, she's also really sweet, man.
Yeah, she's a doll.
Hell yeah. I love this podcast. What's next, buddy? Oh. Okay. I got to hear what you think about this song first. Let me just play some of it to remind you.
Bye.
help me to end the day.
That's Richard singing.
Yeah, it's Richard and David singing.
And David singing together. Yeah. This is a tearjerker.
Yeah, Richard's got the lead on this. It's also the most yacht rock song that Pink Floyd ever recorded. Yacht rock, man.
Yacht rock.
It's yacht rock, man. Before yacht rock was a thing. You hear it? Come on, you can't tell it's not yacht rock.
Okay.
It's trippy yacht rock, man.
You call that yacht rock?
Let's not triple M, but it's pretty good. Michael motherfucking McDonald, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I really like that song, man. But it doesn't sound like Pink Floyd to me. It's the most un-Floyd song on this record. It's like the left field song, and I'll never skip it. I love it.
Yeah. It reminds me of that song on what's the song that's coming to mind on A Momentary Lapse of Reason. There's one song that Richard Wright sings. I can't remember what it is, but it's odd. It stands out. Do you know the one I'm talking about?
It's not Yet Another Movie.
Is it? No. No, it's not that one. And it could be on the Division Bell. It could be on the Division Bell.
Yeah, he sings a couple on the Division Bell. I can't remember the name of it, though.
Yeah, very, very not memorable. Just almost obligatory for him, for his giving him his due for the album.
Yeah.
He didn't do much on the Division Bell that I remember.
I'm not sure.
But that's another podcast.
Yeah, that's another podcast. I do think I know the part in the record where that song comes in, but I can't remember it because it's forgettable, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
We both can't remember it. We've also heard, like, Tool potheads who trying to get high. Can't remember shit like that, right? Okay, what do you think about Absolutely Curtains, the last song?
It's odd.
It is odd. It's a great name of a song, though.
Mm.
I love the sound of his organ incense together. That sounds good. Later became a Pink Floyd staple. I guess it always has been. Another slow build. Also another instrumental, no singing on this last one. And I go to sleep. There's that old. You know that sound? The Umaguma?
Umaguma and more.
Yeah. There's Nick Merchant back there. They could have done this at Pompeii. They would have totally fit on that thing.
Mm.
I don't skip this either. But
we didn't skip anything on this album.
We didn't skip anything. And I think the instrumentals is what makes it kind of a sleepy time record.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not mad at it. I still dig it. It's not my favorite record by Pink Floyd. It's you know, maybe eighth, seventh or eighth, somewhere around there.
Mm.
Like we said, like you said, I wouldn't put it ahead of the Final Cut, even though a lot of people don't like that record. I wouldn't put it there either.
But I don't like the Final Cut. Really,
a lot of people don't like Final Cut, dude. A whole lot of people don't like Final Cut.
Really?
Yes.
I love the Final Cut.
I do too. It got me through a couple of rehabs, man.
Mm-hmm. I remember. I was
so fucking sad. That was the only record I listened to for a month.
Yeah, this album reminds me of working for DHR or DCF, you know, same diff.
Oh yeah, Dart.
Yeah, when I worked there, we could listen to music while we were working, so I chose to listen to Floyd all day, every day, the same.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Nothing.
Hell yeah, man. So what do you think about Absolutely Curtains?
It gets into a part where it's like they start talking in tongues or something. Am I right? Is this the same album? It's weird.
It is weird. They're not singing lyrics, but they are. Mm-hmm. Going,
yeah.
You know? And it's strange, and I've never heard anything like that
mm-hmm.
before or since.
The cat's ass. It's not. It's pretty good. I like it.
Hell yeah, man. All right, what would you score it if we're using Aaron's scale? What do you think? What would you score it?
Ah, man, this review is giving me a different perspective. I'm gonna go 4.3. It's pretty damn good.
That's a professional score there. You've been doing this a minute. That's no rookie score. I like it. It's a high score. It's a high score.
Mm-hmm. About you, what do you think?
Let's say it's doing decimals. I'm going to go 3.75.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. It's great. Mm-hmm. You can't ever get a 3.75. You'll never get tired of it. You can listen to it. You know, you always go back to it.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. The fives is what you're going to take with you to your grave.
Yeah. This is not it.
No, but I would drive 3 hours to go see it. I would drive 3 hours to give this record. But yeah. Yeah, I would put 3.75, which is fucking high score, man.
Yeah.
I thought you would like it a little more than I would. Just because I think you were I always thought you liked the early Floyd more than I did.
Mm-hmm.
And but you were always able to point out like the cool shit that I was missing in the early Floyd when they were trying to do something weird. And then you was like, yeah, but man, listen to this. Do you don't know what he's saying? I was like, no, I hadn't. It's like peace. Da, da, da. And I was like, oh, and re-listen to it. It's like, oh, okay, that's an excellent point. You were always able to point it out to me. With the early Floyd to make me like it more. And it's like, what's cool about it? And I was like, okay. And I think that's what happened here too. I think we're able to do that all. I think we do that with everything, right? Check this out, Tony. We're still doing it, man.
Yeah. We're still doing it. Still doing it, man. Yeah. Word.
Fuck yeah, man. This was fun.
Got any final thoughts?
No. Oh, about the record?
Yeah.
Pink Floyd's my favorite band. I don't think it's ever going to change. There will always be my favorite band.
Same.
All of my other favorite bands were directly influenced by Pink Floyd. Tool has heard Obscured by Clouds. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
They are directly, they may have even lifted a couple things from Pink Floyd. Do you think? He's talking about alchemy, man.
I love that you picked up on that.
Yeah, I guess that's my final thought. Oh, and I'm a newlywed. I don't know if anybody knows.
Oh, yeah.
Since I've been on a podcast, I got married to the most wonderful person that I know. I'm very lucky. And shout out Nelda George. Now, and then I'm still sorry for that unfortunate last name. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Well, so begins the long and winding road of matrimony, my friend. And that's it's beautiful.
New for me. I've never been married.
I know, that's fucking awesome. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Yep. Thank you, man.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep, yep.
What are your final thoughts on the wreck?
I'm glad we revisited this. I'm not going to revisit the for a third time for the introduction to the podcast tonight. I'm just going to pull up one of the other rips I did of Obscured by Clouds.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
Pull one of them old ones up and just put it on here. See how that sounds.
Yeah, that'd be great. I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to hearing this one, man. I had a good time.
I did too, bro. I'm glad we did it. Always.
Hey, love to the family, buddy.
And love to your family.
Yeah, man. Yeah, okay. I love you, brother.
Love you too, man. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.